Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Last week, we found out that Kim Kardashian had chartered a plane and rented a private island to celebrate her 40th birthday with a group of friends and family. And if you thought, well, that sounds like a really good idea and want to know how much it's going to cost,
how much?
We now know $1 million. Which is obviously a ton of money if you're not a Kardashian, right. But it's also kind of surprising it wasn't more since she basically rented the entire island.
Seriously, that's a deal for an island, bro.
The New York Post says it happened over 5 days at the Brando, which is a luxurious island resort in French Polynesia with just 35 villas. Kim chartered an 88-seat Boeing 777 to get everyone there.
Dude.
And they could have social distanced on the plane a bit because there were around 30 in their group. Now, wow. Of course, if you're throwing an island birthday bash during a raging pandemic, you're probably not too concerned about stuff like that. No one was wearing masks in any of the photos she posted. She did say that everyone had a quarantine and they all had multiple negative tests.
Correct.
Their package included lavish dinners, spa visits, guided hikes, bike riding, kayaking, swimming with whales, and a movie on the beach. Source says, quote, there was no expense spared.
Man, that's awesome. But awesome. It's during a pandemic, though.
That's exactly right. I mean, she's getting a little backlash over her humble brag.
I can only imagine.
If you are tested in the way that they were tested.
That's not the point. The point is, and one person said, are you that insensitive? You don't realize this is not what the majority of people during the worst COVID spike yet want to hear. People are going to food banks, not private islands.
Yeah, I mean, people are losing jobs and don't have money. When you're flaunting and throwing money out to people that are fans of yours, it's just messed up.
But they've always flaunted their money.
Yeah, but not during a pandemic. This is a different thing.
Kim has apparently seen the criticism because yesterday she tweeted, now that I have your attention, this is a reminder to vote 6 days.
Okay. Nice move there, Kim. Nice move.
By the way, COVID-19 is now a plot point on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. In a dramatic teaser for tonight's episode, a sick Khloe says she has corona and it was really bad for a couple of days.
Just found out that I do have corona. I have been in my room. It's gonna be fine, but it was really bad for a couple days. Vomiting and shaking and hot and then cold, and I suffer from migraines, but this was the craziest headache. I wouldn't say it was a migraine. The coughing, my chest would burn when I would cough. And I mean, my throat is still not fully recovered, clearly. But let me tell you, that shit is real. But we're all gonna get through this. Prayed if we follow orders and listen, we're all going to be okay.
And then that private island.
I mean, seriously. 56-year-old Brad Pitt and his 27-year-old married German model girlfriend Nicole Paterolski have split up. I mean, this has been so weird from day one when we heard they started dating. Remember back like in August, we heard that they were like hooking up and then they met at this German trendy restaurant. Then we found out the restaurant owner is her husband, this like old dude, but he's all down with it because he has an open marriage. This is just basically Brad Pitt just going to hook up with a young girl. You know what I'm saying? This is Brad good-looking Pitt going and hooking up with the smoking hot model. The breakup, by the way, I say that loosely, happened a while back. But don't feel bad, Brad. You're not the only solo one. I saw Adele's single, or at least she went to social media thinking everyone and talking about what a great time she had hosting SNL. And she ended her Instagram post by saying, I'm going back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am. Remember rumors that she was like dating some like rapper back in the day?
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's single now, bro, and she's ready to party. So Brad, hit her up.
She's probably a little too old for Brad Pitt. By the way,
I mean, seriously, right?
The girl that Brad was dating, 27. Yeah. Multiply that times two. Okay, mm-hmm. I did the math. That's 54. Brad Pitt is 56. Uh-huh. Brad Pitt is more than twice as old as her. But then again, he's still younger than her husband.
Right.
Correct. And he's Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
He has to tell he's about,
it
I
don't
think,
matter.
Until he's about 65, he can kind of do whatever he
wants.
Seriously.
Right, until he's eligible for AARP.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay. All right, so The Bachelorette this season really is probably the most dramatic season ever. So Claire Crawley is 39 years old, and from the minute Dale walked out of the limo, she decided that's her husband. And
right.
It's been that way since jump. Mm-hmm. And this past episode, which I finally watched yesterday, which is insane, there was a moment where she went on a group date and she did not give anybody a rose, which is what she's supposed to do at mm-hmm. the end of the group date. Instead, she kept the rose for herself. And that is where a Bachelorette exec revealed they knew, this season is not going quite as planned. Plan B. And then they have now revealed that it is Tayshia, former Bachelor contestant Tayshia.
My favorite part of the episode was when Yosef pulled Claire aside to tell her he's ashamed to be associated with her because of the game of strip dodgeball.
Yep, yep.
Even though he didn't participate, he kept telling her over and over again, I expected more from the oldest Bachelor. Ever. Listen to this.
I was absolutely appalled at the group date. There's naked guys playing dodgeball together. It's so humiliating and degrading. And I don't see how that really translates into finding a husband.
So Yosef is saying how classless it is and how he's appalled at all these men in their underwear. Yet, if you do a little deep dive into his social media, he did a social media endorsement campaign for an underwear company.
Of course.
So there's
a
picture of him standing in his boxers.
Okay. Of course.
Oh, good. They've been teasing that audio for weeks, like since day one. That's like the piece of audio. So we finally got to hear it on Monday night. In other news, Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, has a new ring collection out there. So, guys, if you're getting married, you can go get the Chris Harrison collection.
Dude.
Rings cost between $650 to $3,500.
I'm glad that guys never show their ring to other guys and say, look at it. And like, what kind is that?
The Chris Harrison collection.
How embarrassing.
For all these stories and more, just text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And this is Mix 94.7. Also, we stream through your phone and even on your smart speaker so you can listen at home in the radio.com app.